លោកគ្រូទី1បើសិនជាយើងមានសាលាល្អហើយវាទាក់ទាញដល់សិស្ស
វាជួយ important to have a good school because when we have a good school it going to attract the student to come to learn and from my school principal's perspective and I hope that my student going to be try to learn more harder because they have the new building and their success with their learning.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Ground with Samaritan's Purse, where we take you to the front lines and behind the scenes of our work around the world. I'm your host, Christy Graham, and you just heard from an elementary school principal in Cambodia whose students are getting ready to receive a brand new school through the Samaritan's Purse project in their village. It's August, which means we're officially in back-to-school season. And as a mom, this time of year can be stressful and overwhelming. And usually, I dread preparing to send my kids back to school. It's a busy time buying school supplies, getting school physicals, and all the things needed to go back. And it's easy to forget how incredibly privileged we are that our kids can receive an education. Listening to this episode prepared my heart in the best way. I'm so grateful for the wonderful education that my children receive and will go into this preparation with a grateful heart. For many children around the world, the opportunity to go to school doesn't exist. Dangerous journeys to the classroom, along with basic lack of resources, keep kids in impoverished countries from reaching their full potential. And that is why Samaritan's Purse is hard at work around the world, constructing schools to provide children with a quality education while sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. For more than 15 years, Samaritan's Purse has been building schools for at-risk kids in places like Cambodia, Burkina Faso, Vietnam, and South Sudan. And these new schools are equipped with everything needed so the kids have a safe environment to learn, and they get to experience a new world of opportunities. On a recent trip to Cambodia, one of our podcast correspondents, Stephen, had the chance to go to many of these schools in the unreached villages. And as you listen today, you'll hear stories from the field. I hope they make you smile, as they did for me. But first, I want to take you back to a conversation that Stephen and I had with Barry Jessen, the country director for our Cambodia field office. Barry describes why school construction projects are so important.
And Barry, I know we've actually physically constructed new schools, but can you tell me roughly maybe how many schools we've been able to construct and and what those schools were like before Samaritan's Purse arrived?
We work in the areas where no one else will work. So before we arrived, the schools are timber buildings generally that are so eaten by white ants. I'm not exaggerating. They literally blow in the wind. Anytime there's a strong breeze, the students run. Because you're just not sure when it's going to fall down. And I'm not exaggerating, they're that bad. And so then we come in, we work with the school support committee. So it's a process. It happens over a year. We build up the community engagement and build up the support of the village and the teachers to the point where they're ready to get the benefit out of a new building. And they're working with our advanced curriculum. And so then we've built 43 schools at this point, which is a real statement. If you speak to anyone where we've done the bulk of the schools, they will tell you Samaritan's Purse built schools and in communities that are far, far. Like you go 9 hours from Phnom Penh and then you've got another 3 hours to get to these schools. Like, they're far. And those will be 4 classrooms and a library, concrete construction, tile roof, specially designed to vent and cool with modern furniture, modern whiteboards, tablets, electricity, a library. We put down those lovely thick rainbow foam mats in the library so children could sit and read. And by the time the school gets built, the school support committee are often Christians. They've often accepted Christ, so they put Christian books in the library. And this really makes a statement about how much God loves you. When he's coming in with, people say, why would you do this? Like, you're not going to get anything out of this. But why do we do it? It's because God values you, even way out here, as much as he values anyone in the city. So the school construction has been a very valuable program, yeah.
That is incredible. And as you were talking, yeah, if somebody helps me or gives me something, I'm thankful. But when somebody helps my kids and reaches into them, I mean, it moves me beyond, you know, I'd rather somebody help my kids and pour into them and disciple them. So for these parents and you're right, community leaders to say, what? Why? Why would you love our kids so well?
Yeah.
See value in them. And then once they start growing and thriving, that blessing for their kids, I mean, it moves people. And so you're right. It shows how much God loves us, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. One thing every parent understands is the love of a father for their child or the love of a mother for their child. Everyone gets that.
As you heard Barry mention, the majority of the schools we are constructing around the world, including Cambodia, are in hard-to-reach places. To better understand the reality on the ground, we sent Stephen with our local staff to visit a remote village where Samaritan's Purse is beginning construction of a new building.
And what's the name of this school that we're at?
This school is Kok Ompel Primary School.
Primary school.
Yeah.
Okay. Roughly, how many students do you think attend this school?
Around 80.
Around 80 students.
Yeah.
Okay. And each classroom, there's three main classrooms here in the school, and each classroom has two different grades inside. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so one teacher is teaching both grades at the same time, which I'm sure that's really challenging for the teachers and also the students at times. Okay. Can you tell me how Samaritan's Purse partners with this school?
We provide a construction with a soft sound and spaces for students. As you know, that when you stand here, it's really hot.
It's really hot.
Yeah, and now it's just like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you can assume like when 10 o'clock or 12, 11 o'clock, it's really hot. It's just like steaming inside.
Yeah.
So with this challenge, we provide this, the sub sound and spaces, school construction with four classrooms over here, and will make the learning environment more comfortable for the students.
So there's a school that we're looking at right now, but actually off in the distance to the right, there's construction going on.
Yeah.
And this is a Samaritan's Purse project where we're actually constructing a new school.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be more comfortable for the students.
Yeah.
There's going to be more room,
mm-hmm.
and it's not going to be as hot during the day, so they can focus on learning.
Mm-hmm.
About how long do you think it takes to construct a school?
Our contract to BLE school is going to be like 6 months. So it would be finished around September.
Okay.
Yeah, then by October, the student can move in and learning, and we plan to have a school opening around November this year.
Wow, okay, that's amazing. So they'll get to use it this school year.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
It's going to be a separate library. So right now you can see library, it's just like built inside the class at the end of the classroom because we know space.
Yeah.
So we need to go with what we have.
I see.
With the new classroom, we're going to have a separate library with a foam floor and a colorful and a lot of more books that the students can get in and read to enlarge their literacy, to enlarge their reading capacity.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm sure the kids are really excited for their new school.
Yeah.
That's incredible. How many schools has Samaritan's Purse constructed here in Cambodia? Do you know a rough number?
Yeah. Right now, before this three school this year, we has 43 school already that we has construction 2007. So add three more, it's going to be 46.
So by the end of this year, Samaritan's Purse will have constructed 46 schools in Cambodia.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. Praise God for that.
While at this rural elementary school, Stephen also spent time talking with the principal. And he learned that she had actually attended the same school as a child. And she was so excited for this new building that Samaritan's Purse is constructing for her students.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So my name is Stephen. I work with Samaritan's Purse. And so I just want to ask you a few questions about your school and the program, if that's okay. So just to start, can you tell me your name and where we are this morning?
My name is Lua Kum Thon, school principal here in Kok Ompel Primary School.
Can you tell me what grades attend school here?
សម្រាប់សាលាខ្ញុំគឺមាន6ថ្នាក
់ In our school we have 6th grade from grade 1 up into grade 6
Okay I see and so as the principal I'm sure you're really passionate about this work in the school Can you tell me why education is so important for these young students?
It is really important for our community here because our community here before we has only like 3 grade in our school.
Wow. And so when did you add more grades to your school? What allowed that growth?
Because before we don't have enough teachers, so the former school principal, he is my teacher. At back at that time, she teach only grade 1, grade 2, and grade 3. So I am the one that learning in here as well, and I go to a teacher training center. When I go back, I go to teach different school, Chok Pu, and then I transfer to this school. Then when I transfer to this school, I start to teach grade 4. Then next year, we have grade 5. After that, we have grade 6.
So I see there's a lot of students. There's only 3 classrooms right now, and it seems like there's different grades in each classroom. What are some of the challenges that come with that?
It's a really challenge because my school we have small classroom when we has many students inside that we don't have spaces so like my classroom we don't have space that we can store material for the student.
Can you tell me a little bit about Samaritan's Purse and how your school is working with Samaritan's Purse?
It, before Samaritan Purse come to here, our school, we lack many things. We lack even teacher and school teaching and learning material. But until Samaritan Purse come in 2020, we get more teacher and we get learning and teaching material. And right now we get school construction as well.
Awesome. And as the principal of this school, how does a brand new school building being constructed make you feel? Are you excited about the project?
I'm really excited, and I never think that our school going to have a new school construction.
Okay. And as their principal, what is your dream? What is your hope for their future, for these future students and their lives?
And from my school principal's perspective and hope, I hope that my student going to be try to learn more harder because they have the new building and their success with their learning.
Awesome, awesome. What do your students want to be when they grow up? Have you talked to any of them about what their future plans are?
Yes, I used to ask my student and what they want in the future, want to be at the future, and some want to be a teacher just like me, and some want to be a doctor, lawyer, and even some want to be an engineering.
Why in Cambodia is it so important to have good schools?
It is important to have a good school because when we have a good school, it's going to attract the student to come to learn. And when we have a student come to learn, and we need a good teacher as well, so that it makes the school good.
These school projects are so exciting. Not only do they provide a practical need, but they inspire the students who get to attend them. While on the ground, Stephen also got to visit a school that Samaritan's Purse recently built, and he talked with a young student who has big dreams for her future.
Okay, so we'll just start again with your name. So can you tell me your name and how old you are?
My name is Sujita. I'm 13 years old. I'm learning in grade 9.
In grade 9, okay. What's your favorite subject to learn in school?
Mathematics.
Mathematics. I'm terrible at math. Do you enjoy going to school?
Yes.
What's your favorite part about coming to school?
Mathematics.
Doing the mathematics?
Yeah.
I see.
And biology as well.
And biology. Do you have a lot of friends here in school?
Yes, a lot.
Okay, yeah. That's great. What are the teachers like here in school?
They come to teach every day, teach punctually, and they give good advice.
Okay. What kind of books do you like to read?
Storybook.
Storybooks. Is she reading anything right now at home?
Yeah, she reading Chao Chet story.
What's that story about?
It talks about a hard work of a man, of a single man who really hard work with a richer man house.
Okay. Can you tell me what you want to be when you grow up? When you finish school, what do you want to do?
I want to be a doctor and a teacher and start a soft business. Start a business.
Wow, so you want to do a lot with the future.
Yeah.
What makes you want to be a doctor and a teacher and own your own business?
Because I see people, they are doctor, they can help people, they can heal people. And also teacher can help to teach another, and I want to be that too.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
One thing I love about our school construction projects is that we understand it takes so much more than providing just a building for these kids. For middle school students like the girl you just heard from, our staff in Cambodia work hard to provide the school with quality resources, including libraries, robotics labs, and STEM resources.
So right now we are at a secondary school in rural Cambodia where they're focusing on STEM projects, so science, technology, engineering, and math. And one of the students is actually showing us a robot that their class has worked on, and she's controlling it from her smartphone. It's pretty unbelievable.
New school buildings, libraries, and improved learning opportunities for students and teachers are all wonderful. But the real difference comes from sharing the gospel. Everywhere Samaritan's Purse is constructing a school, we make sure to partner with the local church in order to foster relationships between the community members and the local followers of Jesus. For one man, this led to him becoming a Christian and leading a revival within his community.
We'll just start from the top. Yeah. So, can you tell me your name and your role here at this school?
I am a school principal in Don Trang. My name is Mut Thawarit.
And how many students attend this school here?
We have 173 students.
That's amazing. That's a lot of kids. And what grades attend classes here?
We start from kindergarten up to grade 6.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about the children's lives here in rural Cambodia? What are the backgrounds like for these kids?
And our students here, they happy and enjoy coming learning.
I see. Can you tell me a little bit about what this school was like before you met Samaritan's Purse and before you worked with Samaritan's Purse?
Before Samaritan's Purse come, our school has one old building, and the student absent a lot because the old building. And in raining season, it really challenge for them because they need to ride boat to come here, and some student walk through water, and their learning is not so punctual.
Wow.
And the parents in this village, they do the farming, and they are living it a little poor. Mm-hmm. And after partner with Samaritan Purse in 2018-2019, student learning it changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
One is they has a new building that they enjoy learning more.
Mm-hmm.
And we has a latrine that they have they can use. And before, they always use the water from the pond to drink.
Mm.
Right now, they are happy more because they have a biosand filter that they can have water to drink.
That's amazing. That's great. Amen. I found out that you became a Christian, a follower of Jesus, through this project. Can you explain what happened when you decided to become a Christian?
He heard about the gospel in 2020, and I'm really happy and decide to be a Christian by myself. And also, my relative and friend, they are Christian as well.
Wow. What was it about the gospel message that you heard that made sense to you, that you said, this is what I need to do?
Every week that I go to church, I heard about the heard about the word of God, and I understand a lot.
I see.
I heard from a local church partner.
Local church partner, okay. And what message exactly were they preaching?
First, he told me about the truth that God really loved the world, and God saved all people, not ignore anyone. So I heard from that, I decided to be a Christian.
That's great. And since that happened, I've heard that many teachers here at this school have become Christians, and also some of your students. Can you explain how that happened?
It's from their own understanding and what they know, that the only people that can help them is and they can rely on it's only Jesus.
Mm. Have any of your students become Christians?
Yeah, the students around like 40 come together for worship service. Because we share the gospel with the students, and through the book faith track that we put in library, they can read by themselves, and they become they believe and they join with the church for worship.
Wow.
As you heard, the man that Stephen talked to became a follower of Jesus through the school construction project in Cambodia. And eventually, through his faithful witness and the relationships formed between the Samaritan's Purse staff and church partners, every teacher in this school, along with dozens of students, accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. This large group needed a place to worship, and our team was able to focus on a new construction project for this village. This time, they decided to construct the first church this village had ever had.
Can I ask you a question or two?
Yep.
Can you explain where we are right now?
Right now, we are at Don Trang Village in Phraneet Preah District, Bantiman Chai Province.
And what's this construction going on behind us?
This is a church construction. That it is the first ever church construction that is built for church.
I see. Mm-hmm. And how does this church tie into the education program with the school we were just at?
It is start from education we start, and we partner with local church and bring the gospel to the village, especially to the teacher and the student. And then they become a Christian and they start to worship in the school, and it's going to be a concern. So we pray hard, and the church together we pray, and we are placing with SP Osoli to place us with a grant, and we purchase the land and build the construction building here.
Okay, so because so many people were getting saved, they were starting to use the school as their place for church, but now we're actually going to construct a church just right down the road from the school so they can come and worship here freely and not have to worry about it. Is that right?
Yeah, and we not need to make any concern related to the freedom of worship.
That's amazing. Well, this looks like an incredible project. It's really coming along well.
Yeah, and it's going to place more and more into the community, and they can bring the gospel to the community. And it also encourages to the staff that we preach the gospel, and then God placed the community with the church building that make the body of Christ even stronger in the village.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Well, praise God for this. It's like looking at a miracle, you know?
Yeah. It's great to see all of this kind of God work that moving. And it's going to help this community to grow in faith more.
That's right. Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
I love how schools are opening doors for the gospel in Cambodia and all over the world. As families embrace our Samaritan's Purse teams and the local church, and they witness positive changes that come from their children being educated, the good news is traveling to the unreached corners of the earth. It makes me so happy to hear about this. As I listened to today's episode, I thought of Proverbs 22:6, which says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." And as a mom, this verse is powerful. As I raise my kids in the way of the Lord. But I also thought back on my own childhood and the many faithful men and women who shared God's truth and love with me. And as believers, it's our duty to remind little children of what God says and who He says they are. And building school projects is a powerful way to do this. These schools will truly impact the future generations in Cambodia. Samaritan's Purse is building schools and providing clean water so they can attend school and learn. It's exciting to hear how kids have dreams and goals for their future because of education. But more importantly, they're hearing the gospel. We want these kids to understand the love of Jesus, and I love that the local church is partnering with these schools. As you heard today, many teachers, principals, and students are coming to Christ through these school programs. And I love that the church is telling a future generation, as it says in Psalm 78:4, "But we will tell a future generation of the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, his might and the wondrous works he has performed." I love these future generations being impacted by the gospel. And so as I prepare to send my own kids back to school in the next few weeks, again, I'm reminded how thankful I am for the access to education that we have here in America, and I never want to take it for granted. And so as I begin to send them to school, I'm praying for my kids, but also for the kids all over the world who are getting the opportunity to have an education in a safe environment. I hope this week's episode encouraged you and gave you perspective on the gift of education in our lives. Please be praying for the voices that you heard today and for the Samaritan's Purse staff and church partners who are faithfully serving communities in need. If you want to hear more about this life-changing work, I encourage you to go to samaritanspurse.org. You can hear more stories and see how maybe you can get involved. But I also want you to know about our Instagram, OnTheGroundSP. On this page, we post behind-the-scenes content. You'll see pictures from this trip to Cambodia and some of the people that you heard in this episode. So I encourage you to go there. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you have a great week.